The AC has fully penetrated them. The AC keeps on circulating in them in anti-clockwise motion, creating a strange magnetic field that affects the others who come in contact with them, making their own bodies into transmitters in the same way the plant cells in our walls were doing. They cannot be helped. They are no longer human. They are now transmitters. Super spreaders even. Though they are peaceful, they are dangerous. The superposition of kindness and evil is disturbingly peaceful and calm. However, it's discovered that people living in green houses have only had the left halves of their brains affected. Nobody knows why. It's a mystery, but the data is undeniable. In times of emergency, it can be better to trust your data rather than spend time developing a theory, so it's best we play this one by ear. Oddly enough, our data also revealed that these folks can clear the left half of their brain of the MLOT-73 using lemonade and a song. We don't fully understand how it's working. Our theory is that the acidic pH of the lemonade combines with the sugar in some special way that when it's stimulated by specific frequency vibrations from melodic vocals, it deactivates the virus. Since we know some people are half affected, at least those in greenhouses, it would be prudent for all of us to run the disinfection protocol, just in case. Write a song about how the lemonade cures you of MLOT-73. Next, drink a glass of lemonade. Now, sing the song you wrote. This will ensure anyone who is half infected in your group is entirely cleared. For this to be effective, it's critical that you sing the hook in the chorus while there is still residue of lemonade from your last sip coating your mouth, throat, and esophagus, and that there's enough lemonade in your stomach to drop the pH by 0.1 points.